Right, so I like doing this now because I'm kind of, I start off in one thing and then I've got an idea and then, I'm scratching my arse. I had to stand up. I'm in my seat. So I'm going to McDonald's now. So I like doing this because I find if I do one thing, one subject, so I started off the day with kind of doing kind of modes, kind of different modes of thinking. And then a couple of times, the wee voice in my head has started. In fact, it's not really spoke, the wee voice in my head. You know, you're doing something. I guess more, like, I'm trying to figure out as I'm going. You ever get this thing when you're trying to do something new or different? And you kind of get a voice or a feeling in your head. It's like judgment. It's like a judgy kind of feels like judgment. Because I was doing the last wee bit there on everything being awesome kind of thing, and I felt a wee judgy thing kind of going saying to me. And I didn't really work out what it was saying to me after I'd done it. So it was a wee kind of judgment. It was like a no, I'm trying to think of how it felt, because I'm exploring what's going on in my head here. It was like I was doing it and I was just like, I felt a wee kind of tension, but a wee kind of niggly back in my head, and it was as if it was saying, this isn't working, Obi, this, so I was kind of talking, and I was like, this isn't working, it's not working, you're doing this, riding your car shit. It's stupid, it's not working, don't do it, it's pointless, and you're going to put these podcasts out, you're going to, these wee bits out, you're going to look stupid. So that was in there, but that's alright, I'm going to let him do his thing, because I found that, I think that we stand up, when I'm on stage, he's not there anymore. Right, so he's kind of I don't know who he is. Who is this wee cunt? So we've all got a voice in our head that kind of gives us shit, tells you you're not good enough, and it tells you what you're doing. Tells you what you're doing stupid, or it's not. Fuck off. Once you're going, you stupid cunt. That was road rage. So he tells you what you're doing is not stupid, it's too stupid. And it's like, a lot of times with stand up, or anything creative, do you ever get that thing where, I'm just thinking out loud here, where your that wee voice kind of goes, this hasn't been done before, nobody's done this, this is daft, this is just stupid. I can hear this is stupid, this is not working, nobody's done, this is not normal. But you got to go over that wee guy. I'm trying to go over that wee guy, and he's still there as I'm doing this. So I'm doing this, he's still there going, Obi, you've said all this shit before, this is repeating yourself. I know it is, but it's alright, and it's like a feeling, so it's, the reason I'm doing this, yeah, I'm stuttering a wee bit there, trying to get stuff out. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to get better at just talking material, getting material. And it's good because I'm feeling a wee bit of tension doing this. But that's tension bit, the wee kind of tension bit in your head is where it is a bit just before things get good, I find. Because I found that when I started doing stand-up, that was there for a while, that wee tension-y, the wee kind of stress bit. You know, when you do something for the first time, that wee kind of judgy bit. And it was there for a while when I started doing stand-up. Sometimes appears now if I'm trying new stuff. It's kind of there niggly, it's a wee niggly, arsehole-y feeling in your head. It turns up, it's going, hey, I don't know what his purpose is. Some people say he's trying to protect me. What's his, Where's he trying to protect me for, this wee guy? Is he trying to protect me for humiliation? Is that what it is? Is it humiliation? Is it? Look, I'm just trying to make you. I'm just trying to stop making you look. Stop you looking stupid. Fuck you! I'll look stupid if I want. That's the point. He's scared of humiliation, and humiliation isn't that bad. We've all been humiliated, and I think it's a good thing. I think, right, so, aye, here's a good thing. I remember, this is going back to the fucking thing. The first gig that I done when I started doing gigs, when I thought, you know what, so, are you peeping at you prick? The first gig where I thought, I could actually do this, because I'd done the Viv G's course and I'd done my first gig, which went alright, it probably wasn't as good as I thought it was in my head, but I'd done a few gigs, and there was a few that I bottled when I started. I remember I'd done one gig at the Stand Comedy Club, they don't book me, but that's not the point. And that day, when I first done 5 minutes, I had to go over and over the material all day in my head so that I knew it. But that day I was working in a job, I was working in Chumma Picture Tubes and Euro Central. I was working there 12 hours that day. 12 hours then I went to the gig, so I didn't have time to go over it. I was kind of getting over it in my head. And I remember panicking about it. I go, oh no. There was like 150 people in the room, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to do 5 minutes. I'm going to make an arse of myself. I'm going to make a complete dick of myself. My mate's there, which is going to make it worse. He's going to slag me off for this for years. But you know what? See, maybe 10 minutes before I went on, I decided I didn't give a fuck. I was like, do you know what? I don't care. I genuinely don't care how well this goes. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm just going to go up and have a laugh, no matter what. And I went up and done my 5 minutes, and that was the best gig I'd had up to that point. And it was good fun because I didn't care. So I didn't care. So I didn't care about the outcome. You know what I mean? The outcome didn't mean that much to me. And because I didn't care about it too much, it went well. Aye. So that's that bit. That's the voice in your head. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to the arsehole. Just do your thing. You know, it might not go as well as you think, but that's how you learn shit. That's this pod. That's that wee bit. So I'm now at McDonald's. I'm now at McDonald's in the Airdrie, going to pick up mere food for some greedy bastard. So that's that.